readers. I'm Katie.
And I'm Sarah.
And we are bookish like that. So we are back this week with...
Gods of Jade and Shadow by Sylvia Moreno Garcia.
And I really like her as an author.
Yes.
So I should have loved this book.
No.
But I did not.
No.
I didn't even finish it. I couldn't.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
So you're going to host.
But then I listened to the audiobook too because it's kind of confusing.
It was confusing. And I... I'm dumb, and I psyched myself out because in my head, I was like, this is going to be Mexican Gothic 2.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
But this one was before Mexican Gothic. Maybe that's the difference.
But I felt like even her writing style was a little different.
It didn't seem like her at all.
No, it didn't. No. And I didn't like that.
I don't know. I think it was pretty popular. I think this one was 2019. I'm not positive. And it was pretty... I mean, like, the ratings online are pretty good.
I mean, she's a good author.
I didn't read reviews of, like, real people, what they thought, but, like, Goodreads and Barnes & Noble, they give it a pretty good review, and I think it did pretty good. I remember seeing it around and stuff.
It's a really pretty book.
It's a pretty book, but I think she did good enough to where she kept going, you know, obviously.
So, her other books are good. I just didn't like this one.
Well, we haven't read any others.
But I liked the Mexican Gothic. Yeah. I liked that writing style. This was a different writing style, and I wasn't
impressed. Yeah, and I really wanted to read this one because I have, like, a weird, like, I want to read all her books because I loved Mexican Gothic, and I just want us to do all her books eventually. And she has several new ones out. They've been coming out pretty regularly.
Yeah.
And this is, like, just a weird goal. And so that's why I was like, I'm going to read it and then do the audiobook. That way I really get it. Even though I hated it. I hated it. And yeah, I was going to say, if you love this book, you're going to hate me. Because my review is not going to be good.
They're not going to hate you.
Because I'm doing the review this time.
Yeah.
Like the overview of it. But,
Well, take it away.
Yeah. It's not going to be, I'm not going to be nice.
So how are you going to do the names in this book, too?
Oh, yeah, and I can't say the names. I'm sorry. I'm not even going to try. I'm just going to go off how my mind works.
Sounds fair.
Yeah. It didn't... So anyway, I mean, this one just didn't hit, like, Mexican Gothic. Yeah, so I'm not even going to attempt most of the names.
Well, they were, like...
And also, they don't sound different to me.
No.
I really, like... You could say them both to me, the gods, the two brothers. I would have no idea that you were saying something different.
So, her name was hard to pronounce. And I just called her Cece throughout the book.
Well, in the audiobook, it made it to where I got her name, Cassiopeia.
Mm. But it's not spelt like that.
Similar, but, like, I don't know if that's how I would have said it.
Right.
Yeah, to start out with.
And then, yeah, the gods. And also her weird-ass cousin, or whatever he is.
Martin.
Ugh. That's well, I knew how to say his name, but, like, what weirdo.
He's an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Anyway, we'll get into it. Okay. Anyway, if this offends anyone, I'm so sorry. I can't help it. This is the only way. So, Cassiopeia, she is our main character. Her life isn't the best. She's probably young. I mean, like, I don't think say an age, 18, 19 is what I would guess. Like, she's a young adult. Her life isn't great. I agree on that.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I don't care.
But my thing is, she's cleaning for her grandpa.
Yes.
His big mansion thing. Yep. I can think, I mean, like, yeah, that's not fun, but. Whistle while you work.
Well,
you
know what I mean? Like, the setting is not nice. Like, the town doesn't even seem really that nice. It seems icky, but her grandpa has lots of money. So I guess they're the only ones in town that probably do, because they make the town sound, like, poor and ugly and dirty and...
Yeah.
And so, like, her and her mom live with her grandpa. It sounds like everybody does, the whole family. But the other family is considered to have money, and her mom are not, because of who her mom, married, and they like disowned her for a while, and then Cassiopeia's dad died, and they had to go back to granddad, and now they are pretty much their servants. So and that's what she's all upset about, because, like, she's a part of the family too, but not a part of the family.
But I mean, like, that's fair. you know, like your mom, oh, yeah, your mom yeah. liked somebody, and all of a sudden, like, yeah, I'm like, okay, yeah, like, screw you, mean? Man. Yeah.
Yeah. They're all jerks, like the yeah. family. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
But why is she so whiny? I mean, like, I guess I get it, but she's just not a character that you're, like, rooting for.
Yes. I would say age and yeah. maybe, I don't know.
Well, and so now we're in the 20s. I think it's like 22. Somewhere in, like, Mexico, I think.
Yeah, Mexico.
Yeah, and very rural area, it sounds like. Very Catholic. They have lots of rules. Like, she's always messing up.
Whoopsie daisies.
And then another character that keeps appearing throughout the book, who I don't like even more, is her cousin Martine.
Yep.
Oh, man, he's an ass. He's an entitled ass, and he's just stupid. He's just not very bright. Like, okay, like, no good thoughts here
So it switches to his point of view mm-hmm. at some point, and, like, all he yeah. had to say was, like, he's concerned that his cousin has thoughts. That's very concerning yeah. to him, is that she's thinking.
Yeah.
Why is she thinking? That's so weird.
Yeah.
You're thinking.
Well, and it comes out eventually what his problem is with her, but...
Does he love her?
That's no, so weird. That oh. he... One time they were standing there with Grandpa, and Grandpa said to Cassiopeia, I wish you were a boy. And then, like, looks at Martine, like, and that's it.
Oh, yeah.
And he hates her.
That'll do it, though. That'll do it, though. When you're that kind of man, that's really all it takes.
He, like, tells this to her at one point, and she's like, okay. I'm so sorry. Like, what do you want me to do about that? Like, my life was so great, Martine. Like, anyway, Martine thinks that... I'll say. Okay, they're both whiny asses. Okay, it runs in the family.
Yeah. Those things tend to do that.
So far, she's just pissed about being poor.
Aren't we all?
And then, like, she just decides pretty quickly into the book to open this chest in Grandpa's... Granddad's
Well, it's
room.
Because she was going to go to the party, and then she got disinvited mm-hmm. to the party. And so she was like, well, I'm going to go fucking snoop then.
Yeah, I'm going to find the treasure, I think is what it was yeah. like, where's the money?
Yeah. Okay, and she's going to get the hell out of here.
That's not great. Like, that, to me, that's not, like, a great character. Like, she doesn't sound much better than Martine.
Yeah, I'm going to snoop, find the treasures, and get the hell out of here. Better.
And then she finds bones. One gets stuck in her hand.
Her thumb. It embeds in her
somehow,
thumb.
Somehow, like, not super believable to me.
What do you get
you
out
just
of town?
Open a chest, and somehow a bone gets in your finger. What are it's you
not,
doing?
It's not gets in like it pokes her and she has a splinter. It like becomes part of her
yes,
thumb.
But like,
that's insane.
What, how did you open this chest and then like just stumbled on in and its things are poking your hand? I just don't believe it. But I was like, okay, well, maybe things are getting weird now. Maybe I might like this book. Okay, a naked man pops out.
It's like a weird turn.
The bones form into a naked, attractive man. Turns out he's a god of death. Lord of Zibalba. I don't know what his name is. Anyway... I'm just going to call him her lord because they stay together.
Yeah, that's the one that
she's...
That's
the only way I can think of it.
But they're attached now.
Yes.
So, like...
Yes.
Yeah. She's on a timeline.
She's keeping him alive.
Yes.
Because he's draining her of her life.
And so
she's... Because that bone is stuck in her.
She's on a timeline.
Just pull this sucker out. And he's like, I can't do that. He says we'll both die. I think he's a lying son of a bitch. Okay.
I was fine before you came along.
Yeah. He just jumps right in on... What the hell's happening? His brother, Vabakame, and her granddad tricked him and took his left eye, ear, and index finger and jade necklace. She didn't even notice. Didn't even notice. Oh, yeah. He is missing an eye. What are you looking at? Okay.
Well,
she's naked.
Yeah.
We all know what she's looking at.
And he's attractive.
So
and
that
she's
to me
young.
Also was not believable. What you. Oh, he is missing parts. What?
Well, not noticing an ear. Okay.
Maybe an index finger. Sure.
Okay. But who did you sit next to in. How long did it take me to notice you?
Yeah. I'm missing a
hand. There
yeah.
are people.
People don't notice.
Yeah, there are people.
That's true.
that don't.
But an eye.
An eye, yeah. What do you, yeah, I get that one.
You're not looking at his face. Oh, yeah. Didn't even notice that until he said something. Look at that. Yeah, you are. Maybe it's dark in there.
Maybe.
Okay, so he came to life because she's he's feeding off of her, pretty much.
Yeah. Sucking her son essence out. Yeah.
Like every man.
And just killing your soul.
So she has to stay with him to keep him alive. Now we got to go on a search. We got to search for that eye, that ear, and that finger. And then eventually the jade necklace. I'm not a huge fan of this concept. I'm like, okay. Yeah, come along. Do it. Another thing that a man is telling you to do. That's her whole fucking life. But now it's going to be like an adventure.
But here's where I was confused. She had been whiny about life, which, I mean, like, her life sucks. I'm going to give her that. Mm-hmm. But also, if somebody was like, if you don't do this, you'll die. If you hated your life, that's fine.
Well, I think she was like, I would have thought she would have been more excited about going because she was talking about going. And one of the first places he wants to go is to a town she'd been talking about going to.
Yeah.
But then she's like, ooh, I don't know, man. And, like, somebody might see us. Okay. Well, you're making that choice. If you go, they might see you. I don't know. Then sit here. You open the chest. I don't know. It just wasn't a great...
Yeah.
Thing to me. I wasn't excited. And I wasn't excited to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to follow this man around while he gets his shit together.
Yeah. Finds his eye.
And that's what gets her out of there.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to be a strong woman is the whole thing.
Come up with how old this guy is? The god?
No.
How did the grandpa end up with his eye? Do you find that out? Or end up with parts of him? Do you find that out?
I mean, mostly just the brother. Well, I don't know how he knew the brother, the granddad.
Right. See, that was my problem is I was like, god has to be a gazillion, bajillion years old.
Yeah.
And somehow the grandpa has the bones, but we never know why or how grandpa got said bones.
Well, he was made a deal with this god's brother. And the grandpa ended up being the one that, like, killed the god or collected the god's bones. Got rid of all the pieces.
Mm.
So he did this for the brother so that he would have the money. So this is how he got the money.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I didn't get that part.
I'm not positive how he met the god.
Yeah.
But these gods, like, they do not do well without, like, worship. And people are Catholic now.
Yep.
So they're not getting their worship. So they were trying to figure out how to get people to worship them again. And the brother didn't think that this brother was doing a good job. So that's why he ended up killing him and finding his own way to do it. But this Cassiopeia's god was like, he's going to make the world hell, pretty much.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, he's...
Anyway, I don't like gods.
Yeah.
Stories. Like, I'm not a huge fan of Greek mythology. This ain't much different.
No.
Maybe it's a real thing, and, like, if you grew up hearing these stories, you'd be interested in it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not. And I don't like god stories. And I never think the gods are, like, worthy of being gods. They say, like, three-word sentences. Yeah. And you're thinking, wow.
Profound.
He's something.
Yeah.
No! I'm not into it. Anyway. Okay. And then they got to go on this adventure. The whole story is they got to find these parts.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we know what the story is going to be about. I'm not going to go into every single person we got to talk to because it's not worth it. She wants to see more of the world, but then she's like, no, let's not go do this. Okay. And then we switch over to Martine pretty quickly. He's whiny as hell. His granddad discovered that the bones were gone. I think one of the other gods saw it because he can also see things, see futures and shit. So Cassiopeia's god's brother comes on over to granddad and is like, you gotta go find that guy, okay? And granddad's like, I'm old. I'm not gonna go do that. But I have Martine. He can do that.
Second best.
He can retrieve them. Okay. So Martine's like, oh shit, you know, and he's all whiny and he's like, I gotta go look for them. And he's pissed at Cassiopeia. How come she can't just listen?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all he ever says. And he calls her a bitch a lot. So then you hate him even more.
Yeah. It, you know, it's always surprising to me, though, that men think calling us bitches is, like, the worst thing they could say to us.
Yeah.
Like,
That is what's more offensive, is that they think it's, like, the worst thing ever.
Yeah. I'm never offended. When somebody calls me a bitch, I'm not like, oh, you got me right to my core.
Could be.
Yeah. I never once think, like, I'll never recover from this insult.
I promise you it could be worse.
I'm usually like, well, what were you doing 5 seconds before I decided to be a complete bitch?
Yeah, really. It's Martine's fault. Okay. So.
It's your fault I'm a bitch.
Yeah. So Cassiopeia and her god are in this big city. Okay. The city is explained in so much detail. It's so boring. I don't care.
Oh, see, I like it when I, like, know the setting.
But I don't care about this one.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
None of these cities they go to or places they go to are great. I'm never like, oh, good, she's out on an adventure. They're like, eh, there's a lot of people. It's really loud. There's a mixture of people. And I can't believe women are wearing their hair this short. Things like that. Like, I don't care. It doesn't look pretty. It wasn't exciting. It was just a lot of basic details. Like, I didn't care about that at all. it's really not important.
So basically they're just in like a town. It's not like a Emerald City or anything like that. It's just
nothing
a town.
Nothing ever is nice.
Okay.
Okay. It's just overkill.
This is going to be a very short episode.
They're there to talk to a demon named Lorey. She's real concerned about this. I'm going to go talk to a demon. Well, who wouldn't be?
Yeah.
You know, like, that is concerning.
Also, how many books have we read lately where somebody's talking to a demon?
Yeah. There's always a guy on the side.
You know what I mean? I know.
Everybody has, like, a side guy.
A side demon? Like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
No, I never got that, but okay. I never got my demon. I don't know.
I don't want one. Yeah. I don't want one.
And he, of course, this god of so much wisdom, he's like, just don't sell your soul.
Sounds good.
Okay, and I'm thinking, well, could we get a little more detail?
But, like, he's in my thumb, man. Don't you think it's a little late for that? You can have
The demon. That's what the god is saying about the demon. Because she's concerned about the demon. And he's like, just don't sell him your soul.
Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, she's never dealt with anything like this, but sure.
I just wouldn't say anything.
Well, you know what I mean?
It's hard. It's hard to sell your soul when you're just tight-lipped.
He uses her, of course, because... no, not on this one. Anyway. and Lorey has a raven that copies everything he says.
Well, that's kind of cool.
I don't really feel like it's important.
Just
nothing ever comes of it.
It's just a little razzle-dazzle for the story.
Yeah, I guess. It's just a little razzle-dazzle. And then, okay, so there's several things that happen, but he says that Mom Lob has your ear.
It's always Mom Lob.
Yeah.
You have a problem, Mom Lob fucking did it.
What the hell kind of name is that? Sorry if that's your name. So they gotta go find Mom Lob. Okay. That guy caves so fucking quick.
The demon?
They all do.
Yeah.
Every person they go to is like, I'll never tell you. And then 2 sentences later, they're like, here you go. Here's your info, okay?
Yeah.
And nothing happens to them. Like, the other god, the brother god, is never like, fuck you, man. You were supposed to keep this secret. And, like, strikes them down. No, he's like, well,
secrets are hard. Secrets are hard to keep sometimes.
So then they gotta go to Carnival, because that's where Mom Lob is, and they know it, because he's a partier. I'm not even sure what Mom Lob is. Maybe another demon?
I don't know.
I don't think they say. But the Cassiopeia has to flirt with this one, and tie him up.
Ooh.
As if whatever this creature is, you can just tie up as a human girl. I don't believe that. That would be so easy. That you just flirt your little ass off and just distract the shit out of him enough to tie him up? And what are you doing?
Like, that's what I was about to say.
Can you come tie him up while I distract him?
Yeah.
I would say let's work together a little more.
I would also be like, I'm not great at knots.
Yeah! You know? What do you mean? I've never done this.
I've never tied a person up.
Okay, and then he caves real fast too.
She has well, he's to, tied.
She has to, like, I think she ends up kissing him.
On purpose? Like, for just the fun?
No, for the mom lob to distract him.
Oh.
And he's so
That distracted. Is a very ballsy move. I'll distract him. I'll just kiss him. And it'll be so mind-blowing.
Yeah.
That some he won't notice a rope being tied around him. Yeah. That's ballsy.
And then he's like, he wants more even when he's tied up. And he knows what's happening. What a creeper. Anyway. They get his ear or something. Isn't that what they're getting?
Can you imagine, Mom? I don't know. This chick just walked he's up like to me, mad, kissed
and then
me.
He's like, "Well,
yeah, she kissed me. I got tied up, and then they took my ear." On to the next party.
They explain Carnival a lot, and that one it seems a little more fun.
Yeah,
but she's talking about a lot of sin and stuff, you know, because she hasn't seen anything like that. She lived in a very Catholic town, and she's like at this point counting her sins. She's like, how many I got here?
Yeah.
I'm like, I've run away.
Yeah. You know, I'm with a man running away.
I've seen him
sin.
Naked.
That might be one.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. You didn't like seek him out and he was naked. Yeah. He appeared to you naked. Yeah. You can't really control what appears in front of you. Yeah. Now her not noticing like, that his sure. eye yeah. is missing, that might be something.
Okay, and then this is when Martine lets it, you know, is, like, thinking about Cassiopeia, and one time granddad said, I wish she was a male, and then, like, looks at Martine.
And that was it for Martine.
Because Martine, like, dropped out of a special school and stuff, and Martine's like, I'm an idiot, and Grandpa doesn't like me. Okay. So, anyway, real hard for Martine.
Grandpa doesn't like me.
And he calls her bitch, like, 5 times in this part. And she should just listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
She's just so difficult.
Well, she is difficult. She's a hysterical woman.
And then we go to other places. We get this parts here and there. She's counting up her sins. They do go to one lady who lives, like, in a town, but she's also, like, an underworld type thing. I don't remember what she is. I don't think they even tell you, really. And her house explained is, like, very, like, 20s art deco. Sounds really cool. And then the, like, the plants, like, work for her. So they, like, wrap them up
the
stuff.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
So that one was kind of cool. I wish there was more of that throughout the story. That kind of thing.
Magic.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, fun places. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of them were icky and dark. And, like, so if you don't like the setting, you don't like the characters, what do you like? You
I know? Don't mind like, icky and dark. I think that if it's done cool. right, it's done right. Yeah. But when you don't do it right and there's no, what did we call it earlier, razzle-dazzle in the icky darkness, then it's just icky and dark.
Yeah, and so she's counted up all her sins. She's slowly dying at this point. They've got almost all of his parts back. We need the jade necklace. But they're having troubles getting all these things. She's gone through a lot. Like, she had to, like, give her hair at one point or something over. So it, like, took a lot out of her.
When she chopped her hand off.
Yeah, and it was just, like, all for him.
Yeah.
Like, thing after thing for him. Mm-mm. And he's, like, turning more human. And they talk more. And she's like, oh, you know what? As a god, you sound a lot like Martine. Like, it was what you wanted, and you didn't listen to anybody else, and because it was what you wanted, everyone else's thoughts and stuff were not important, and people can think differently, and stuff like that. And then she's like, you know what? I love him. And I'm like, what?
The god or Martine?
The god.
Okay.
I'm like, how? You just said he was like Martine. You hate Martine. We all hate Martine. I just don't understand their love.
Did the god say he loved her, too?
Yeah. And they kiss on the beach twice.
Oh.
She's so excited about 2 kisses. Okay? And so she's already decided she's going to hell because of all the things she's done. So he says, I can just be a human. I don't really know what the plan is with her because she's dying. I don't remember that part. And then they got to go to his brother to get the jade necklace is the last part. But he's like, I can just be human. And she's like, no. I'll sacrifice myself. I'll do this little mission thing that the god wants. And if it between her and Martine, it's like a race to get to the jade necklace. But they got to go through, like, hell. Their hell. To get there.
Mm.
Which is actually supposed to be, like, their heaven, but it's hell. And Because they're the gods of death, I guess.
Well, Martine's hell is like women with opinions.
Yeah. And so
he's going to listen to a lot of feminist lectures on his way. That's hilarious.
Oh, so yeah, like they got to do this this mission.
Okay.
To get there. And it's really disturbing. Like it's like a, I think at one point it was like a white desert type thing. The creatures talk to you and stuff to kind of give you directions. But I also didn't like that she's doing this for him to be a god. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And she's got to do everything for you.
But this is women empowerment. Yeah. Like,
I don't think so. And you're so mighty, you haven't done a damn thing.
I know. That's what always cracks me up about these ones, is they're like, don't threaten me, my wrath. And then it's like a little fizzle.
Yeah.
You're like, okay.
And so there's like, they talk a lot about naked birds. Like, the birds don't have any feathers or anything, and they like talk to them a lot. A lot of that throughout this adventure. It's hot, they're like dying, her and Martine. They kind of like can talk to each other at times. The gods are, like, watching them. So, to me, it's like they're watching, like, a TV, and they're, like, sitting back.
Drinking their Dr. Peppers.
Yeah, and he's like, man, I loved her, but oh well.
Yeah, shoot. Yeah.
And she decides, what, to get there first, after a while, she decides to cut her throat. Yeah. And she dies. And, like, somehow that brings her there first, because she died. So that's where you go when you die.
Right.
So she wins.
But she's dead.
But they bring her back.
Oh, okay.
The guy brings her back. And then I guess he becomes God. And the brother's like, okay, yeah, you won. And that's about it.
Oh, okay.
And then at the end, she's like, you know, I'm going to go live my life. I'm not going back to the little village. And Lorray shows up, the demon.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a car. And he's like, I have a car. Just come with me. And she's like, all right. And she didn't really want to at first, but then she goes with him and she's like, you know what I want to do? I want to learn to drive. And that's how it ends.
Okay.
That's it! Like, it's so horrible. Does that sound good? I mean, it may be me.
But you had an amazing storytelling, but no, I didn't finish it because I couldn't get into the...
I hated it.
...writing.
I hated it. I hated the setting. I hated the characters. You gotta like one character.
And you didn't like any of them.
Our main lady, she's whiny as hell.
Yeah.
She's not interesting. I don't think she's brave. I think she's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she's doing this. Because she's not thinking things through.
Well.
I don't get it at all.
No.
I mean, I just, like, even listening to the audiobook, I was like, oh my god, this is so horrible.
So, what would you rate it?
Like a 2.
A 2. I think that's the... No, we gave the other one a 1.
Which one?
The Mister. The one about the...
Oh, yeah, that was a bad one, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. This one's worse.
You think this is worse than the Mister? Oh, no. From what I read, the Mister was worse, and this one is second. But, okay, well, that sucks ass. This wasn't a good one.
I guess we met our goal of reading all our books. Like, we got to keep going. I mean, I don't... There were moments where I was like, I don't know if I can read another one of her books. But then I was like, yes, I can.
Well, this was her first one, so she clearly got better. Because Mexican Gothic was good.
Didn't we give that one like a 4.5?
Yes, we didn't really find anything. But the thing with Mexican Gothic, too, is... We even said, there's a lot going on, but not really, but it was still good.
Yeah.
And it sounds like this one was the opposite, where it was a lot going on and it wasn't
with
good.
Mexican Gothic of it being kind of dark, but also pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And like a world you kind of cared about.
But the girl in Mexican Gothic was dramatic, where she would do her neck real long.
Her.
Yeah.
I didn't care about Cassiopeia.
Yeah.
At all. And she just fucking left her mom. Her mom was the best one there. And was just like, Cassiopeia, life will always get better. And she's like, screw you, mom. I'm leaving. Like, and that's it. She never says that she contacted her mom and let her know she's okay.
Or anything. That sucks.
And now she's just going to go out and live life. Her mom, that's all she had was her.
But you wouldn't recommend this book, but you would read another one of hers.
I want to read one more, yeah. If that one's a piece of shit, then I don't know if I can do the other one. I think there's 2 more right now.
I will say whoever's in charge of doing her covers is spot on.
Yeah.
Like they are perfect.
What's the other one of hers? It's like Velvet something.
Velvet Sun, maybe? But it's like
in the 60s. But in her, she likes picking times, you know? And I mean, I get it. Maybe the 20s. They end up in Texas, too, in El Paso, and they end up in California and on all their adventures. Maybe these areas weren't real great in the 20s.
I think if you were, New York in the 20s was probably really cool. Chicago in the 20s is probably really cool.
Yeah, exactly. That's when Chicago was built. But, like, the South didn't have a lot going on.
No, we were still...
Yeah, we were barely making it down here. So, it probably wasn't that great, but, like... So, okay, she did the 20s, and then with Mexican Gothic is what, like the 40s, 50s, and then Velvet, whatever that one is I think the 60s, 70s.
I will say, though, I'd rather be in the South in the 60s and 70s than in Chicago and New York.
Yeah.
All the murderers? No, thank you. They had a real murder problem up there in the 70s. All right, well,
unfortunately, that's it.
That's it. So, you give it a 2, and you would not recommend?
No.
Okay.
Don't read it. If you've read it, I'm sorry.
Well,
it is what it is.
You hated it. It is what it is.
It's a few years old, so I'm sure people have read it, but ooh.
All right, readers. Well, give us a follow on Instagram, and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, Bookish Like That. You know that, because you're here.
Yep.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Bye, readers.
Bye.